Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Cicadas, have you heard? They're everywhere. 736, John Landecker at 720 WGN, and we're cooking them up with Kevin Vetter.
You got it, John. Great to be with you tonight.
You're the executive chef at Frank's Red Hot.
You got it.
I know.
What a great job, huh?
I would think so. I have got your book, the Cicada Cookbook. I have it in front of me. I want you to know that I am getting all sorts, when I go online and look around for stuff to talk about, there is so much cicada food coming out right now. It is just wild. I got a recipe for a cicada pizza. At any rate, let's talk about your book, because you've got some unbelievable dish names, names of dishes. Okay, because I highlighted some that I find the most shocking, for lack of a better term. So,
all right, hit me.
Buffalo bug dip. U.S. said hit me.
I'd say that this was an absolutely fantastic project. Obviously, a once in a 17-year opportunity for us for Frank's Red Hot to really put our same. We put that blank on everything to the test.
Now, wait a minute. That's not your recipe, is it? Get a bunch of anything and pour stuff on it.
Well, no. We've got some amazing recipes here. My two favorite recipes are I've got one that's a classic, and then I've got one that's a little bit of a nod to the summer carnival season. So I love the air fried buffalo cicada wings. So that is just sort of straight up old school buffalo wings, Frank's Red Hot, a little bit of butter. You toss them with some fried or roasted cicadas. Just a great little snack. And then the next one I love is our mini cicada corn dogs. So you take some roasted cicadas, you dip it in that yummy corn batter, fry it, and then serve it up with some Frank's Original Thick Sauce. And it is just simply amazing.
Now, I see a number of these recipes. Well, a couple, one, two, three, start out with the word buffalo. Buffalo bug dip, buffalo cicada stir fry, buffalo quesadillas? Buffalo, what's a buffalo quesadilla?
So it's taking a quesadilla to a whole new level.
Oh, quesadilla. I see. Yeah. But the buffalo part, does that include, are you referencing like chicken then? Is that what I'm getting?
Exactly. So Frank's Red Hot is the OG when it comes to buffalo. So at the Anchor Bar from Buffalo, it was Frank's Red Hot that went into that creation at the bar. So it was the Franks and the butter, and they toss it with the wings, and that's where the legend of buffalo wings started. So Franks is synonymous with the word buffalo.
I'm well aware of that now. Now, there's also, for some with a sweet tooth, you have caramel cata corn.
Yes, sir. That is an easy way into trying a cicada, John. And it really is this delicious recipe. It's sweet. It's spicy from the Franks. It's got some peanuts in it to give it some crunch. It's got some roasted cicadas in it to give it a little bit more crunch. But it's really just a great snacking food. You know, you never know if you're not careful, you might get a peanut, or you might get a piece of popcorn, or you might get a cicada. But it's really just this amazing flavor of sweet, salty, and savory.
And you as the chef, the executive chef, you have obviously put these menus together, and you have cooked them, and you have tasted them, yes?
Yes, sir. So I have a team in the McCormick Kitchens that one day during staff meeting, we decided that we wanted to have a cicada cookery ideation after this idea was hatched, so to speak. You know, my team really came in and did some great ideation around what are some of the recipes we wanted to try. So the kitchen team came in and just knocked out about 75 to 100 different ideas, and then we distilled down to these top 13 that made it into the Frank's Red Hot Cicada Cookbook.
Where do you get your cicadas?
We go out and forage them. So, you know, they are everywhere. I'm here in Maryland, and, you know, there is a chorus of cicadas everywhere. So, you know, we're really careful. You know, we do have a prep and safety guide in the cookbook, because there are some things you need to take care of. So,
like what?
Or think about.
Well, like what?
So if you're going out to harvest cicadas, you know, there's a good time to do that. And that's, you know, either late in the evening or early morning when they're first starting to molt. But if you know that your lawn has been, you know, sprayed, you might want to go find somewhere that's safe. Also, that, you know, there's an allergen warning around cicadas. People that have seafood allergies or shrimp allergies really shouldn't eat cicadas.
I saw that today.
Have a reaction. Yeah. And then one thing that we recommend too is that, you know, these cicadas have been in the ground for 17 years. So we always recommend that before proceeding with the recipe, you either blanch, roast, or fry them. Then that's going to kill any bacteria in the soil. But, you know, once you take all these right steps, man, it's really just a fun way to experience something that you only get to do every 17 years.
Do they really have a taste of their own, or is it just sort of the crunch?
It's the crunch, but there's also a little bit of a taste to it. I mean, they call them the shrimp of the earth. So there is a little bit of that flavor. You know, and how much fun is this, right?
It's really a lot of fun. Come on, it's great. What a better way to come out of, you know, we're slowly almost all the way out of this whole COVID thing. What a better way than to have the cicadas go, hey, maybe now's the time to get on Earth and be eaten. And
we don't recommend anybody go, you know, crazy and overboard and eat platefuls, but, you know, just give it a little try. Have a couple. Have some fun with some friends, and, you know, just sort of enjoy the moment.
Now, okay, you're in Maryland, and obviously you have cicadas. Well, I'm in Chicago, and we don't. Now, they've got them in downstate Illinois, okay? But as far as I know, around the greater Chicagoland metro area and what we call Chicagoland burbs, etc., I don't think we're experiencing this cicada phenomenon. So where there is a need, you know what I'm saying, supply and demand, we don't have any. So I'm saying somebody's going to figure out how to ship a whole whole bunch of cicadas to the Midwest to be sold in, you know, grocery stores or, you know, bars as bar food or whatever, and I would think that they'd be frozen, because I understand that that's one way to kill them.
That's exactly right. I'm sure there's an enterprising individual out there that's thinking about how to do that, but that's exactly right. Is to, if you freeze them, you know, that maintains the integrity and
right,
you know, the perfect way to store them.
We're going to talk some more about the cicada, what I like to call the taste of cicada, coming up next after this break on 720 WGN. Kevin Vedder, who is the executive chef at Frank's Red Hot. What's the nutritional value of a cicada? Do you know?
So they're actually high in protein. They are pound for pound the same amount of protein as beef. You know, and it's
really?
if your listeners are interested, they can head over to franksredhot.com for the free download. Even if you don't intend on cooking them, just to download and read the cookbook, it's just a real treat. You'll get a kick out of it.
It's I'm not saying it's hysterical, but it is unique and entertaining. Let's just put it that way. And once again, every 17 years, the cicada. So how long do you, what is the length of time that people do you think will be able to make cicada-based food before the cicadas go back underground or whatever happens next?
I think typically the cycle is about 6 weeks, and that's kind of a rolling cycle depending on the soil temperature. So when the soil temperature in your area hits 64, that's when they start to emerge.
Gotcha.
So
right, I remember that.
Generally, the cycle is about 6 weeks.
Yep. So if you froze a whole bunch of them, then you would be able to, like, let's say it's Thanksgiving.
It's, all
or,
right.
or trick or treat. Hey, kids, here, I got a little bag of frozen cicadas to put in your trick or treat. Oh, how much you want to bet there's going to be kids dressed as cicadas?
I have no doubt.
You know, it's time to invest in the cicada costumes. It's time to invest in the frozen cicadas to ship them to parts of the Americas where they don't have cicadas for some strange reason, because this is the opportunity to get cicadas. And I just think it's great that you put together a cookbook of cicada recipes. Let me ask you about the Spicy Cicada Mary. Is that a drink?
That is a drink. And actually, that would be a great introduction for someone who's a little bit on the fence, because the cicadas are just a garnish. So it's a really great Bloody Mary, and then you skewer up a couple of roasted or fried cicadas, and they become that little cocktail garnish.
And then after you've had a few of those, you got a buzz on, no pun intended, and you don't care. And it's like, sure, I'll try a cicada. Bring it on over here. I love cicadas. Well, go ahead. We have a young producer who is new to humanity, and he would care to come in and ask a question.
Well, I'm curious, Kevin, now that you have the cicada cookbook, you know, now we've got a way to cook cicadas. That's every 17 years. We've got a treat for ourselves, the whole family, all that. Does this open the door for Frank's Red Hot to start doing other kinds of bug cookbooks? Can we get a cricket cookbook, a praying mantis cookbook? I mean, I know there's many different types of bugs that are edible. You can actually, cook them. You can put them in candy or whatever. Do you foresee experimenting with other types of bugs?
I think we're going to listen to all the Frank's Red Hot consumers and lovers out there. They're going to tell us what's next. So If there's a cricket cookbook on the horizon, I'm pretty sure they're going to let us know.
Now, how many times have you seen in, well, let's see, I have to pause for a moment to ponder, but movies, TV shows, maybe even reality shows, cooking shows on TV, are they going to get into any of this? Like those chef shows?
Rachel Ray.
Yeah. I mean, are they bringing out the cicadas? Just to, I mean, if I were producing one of those shows, I would, because when else are you going to get an opportunity to do this? And I think it would raise viewer interest in the cicada.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, that there is a lot of recipes out there. So I'd be surprised if others weren't making it part of their shows as well. I mean, it's really interesting. You know, it's something different. It's something novel. And, you know, people are looking for something to laugh at these days, right?
I can just see a T-shirt. You know, it says on it, "I spent 17 years underground for this." You know, tell me about it. I'm marketing as I sit here. Wow!
I know you got $1 million idea there, John.
Was there any hesitation in the kitchen with your colleagues about actually making a cicada cookbook? Did you have anybody object to the idea of cooking cicadas?
No. My team is all in for just about anything. We work with some agencies, and our internal teams, they love crazy ideas, and we love to bring them to life through food. So, you know, we were all in on the cicada cookbook idea, and Frank's Red Hot is the perfect hot sauce for that. It's, you know, we say it's the perfect blend of flavor and heat, and that's exactly what you want to put on a cicada.
I love that. Flavor and heat reminds me of a girl I went out with in high school. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, in many, like I was saying, reality shows, movies, TV shows, you know, people are stranded somewhere in the jungle or something, and they have no food source, and some bright person goes, you know, we can eat, I don't know, grub worms or flies or... I'm making this up as I go along, but you know what I'm saying. They start eating some kind of insect and go, listen, this is a valuable source for protein. So,
and you're absolutely right. In other parts of the world, insects are a part of the culture and the cuisine, and you're starting to see insect flowers starting to hit mainstream markets. So it's not uncommon for other cuisines and cultures. I've had the pleasure of eating in Thailand and Mexico, and I've enjoyed insects in both of those countries, and they're delicious. Yeah. You know, it's about moderation. It's about being a flavor explorer and adventure. Yeah. I think not saying no to anything is important, right, particularly as a chef. Want to have those flavor experiences.
Yeah, like my parents always said, you at least have got to try it before you decide you don't like it. All right, Mom. Okay. All right, Dad. I'll do that.
Well, if you put Frank's on it, then it's going to be delicious immediately. that's a fact.
So you're not just a chef.
That is a fact.
You're a world-traveling foodie.
Oh, I've been with McCormick for Frank's for 23 years now, and I've had the pleasure of doing international travel and food is all I've ever done. I've been a chef. I was a restaurant chef for a long time, and started cooking back when home ec was home ec in middle school, and I've never left the food business since.
Home ec. Did you go to a culinary school?
There's a culinary school in Baltimore that I graduated from quite a long time ago. I love the food business. Get to work with brands like Frank's that are just so versatile and so tasty, it's a perfect match.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. And how does one get their hands on your Cicada cookbook?
So if you go to franksredhot.com, the cookbook download will be right there, and it'll be from our webpage to your computer in seconds. And then you can either get cooking or just start laughing and enjoy the read, because it's a lot of fun.
Thanks for being with us there. Really appreciated talking to you, Kevin. A lot of fun.
All right.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
You bet. So there's air-fried buffalo cicada wings, buffalo bug dip, buffalo cicada stir fry, buffalo quesadillas, caramel cicada corn, chili lime cicada tacos, spicy cicada Mary. That's the drink.
Mmm.
That's not Mary. Is that Mary?
I think that's Mary's husband.
Either that or there's an animal loose from the pen. Loaded buffalo cicada pizza. I could do that.
You would?
Sure, I have no problem with this. Okay, well, we'll get more to that. We'll get more on cicadas later, because let me tell you, we're living in a cicada world.